Good morning. I am asked periodically if the U.S. government might confiscate gold owned by private citizens. Sometimes a questioner adds, like the government did in 1933. My answer is that this probability is close to zero. If the questioner mentioned what happened in 1933, I have to first explain that what happened then was not a confiscation, it was a mandatory, fully compensated program. Those who turned in their gold were given Federal Reserve notes that had the exact same purchasing power of what they gave up. Because the government was required to compensate people for full value of the gold they turned in, this program excluded any coins that had a collector value higher than face value. From 1933 to 1974, it was not legal for American citizens to purchase gold. As a consequence, the percentage of Americans who own gold coins or bars is far lower than it is in just about every other developed or developing nation around the globe. Beyond Americans owning relatively little gold that could be called in, there are far larger assets that the government would almost certainly go after first, such as the more than $10 trillion of assets held in private retirement accounts. Also, the U.S. government has consistently proclaimed for decades that gold is not money. It would directly contradict that lengthy assertion if the U.S. government were to declare that gold is so valuable that it is ordering people to turn it in. The strongest reason why there is almost no chance that the U.S. government would ever call in gold is that it would signal the collapse of the U.S. dollar. The government would not want the $40 trillion of U.S. Treasury debt, currency, American corporate debt, and foreign stock holdings in U.S. companies to be suddenly dumped onto the market. Though there is only a remote prospect that the U.S. government would ever call in gold, the federal government has the authority to do so. Not only gold, but the U.S. government has the authority to seize pretty much any financial assets. That's it for now. Come back Friday when I go into more details how the U.S. government could seize financial assets here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.